This is Jerry Agar on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Good to have you along. Generally, when I'm talking to Brad Poulos, who's a lecturer at Toronto Metropolitan University, we're talking about the cannabis business because that's an area of expertise. But business generally is what he deals in, and he has a new book out, The Small Business Operator's Manual, and joins me now, Brad Poulos. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
All right. So what you're taking on is the larger issue here, not just people who have decided to sell pot.
That's right. Yeah. In fact, I've focused on small business for most of my teaching career.
All right. So your concept of a fully operational performing small business, what does that mean?
Yeah, so, well, as an entrepreneurship prof, I see all kinds of books that are aimed at people that would like to start a business. And then, of course, you know, in our business program, we have all kinds of books that talk about managing larger firms and everything. But there was a hole in terms of talking about management issues for smaller enterprises. So I came up with this term, the fully operational performing small business, as a concept of a company that is established, it's mature, but the company owner or managers would like to kind of up their game in terms of either profit or cash flow or, you know, those sorts of things.
Yeah, starting a business is one thing, and it's hugely important to start out correctly. But after you've been operating for a while, it's a different game, right?
That's exactly right. And I spent a good portion of my life running smaller businesses, so I thought I had something to contribute.
Okay. The topics you're talking about, things like the global nature of business, doesn't that depend on what kind of business you're doing? Like Sal's Diner, doesn't sound very global.
That's absolutely true. In fact, one of the things that I say in the introduction to the book is that it was purposely designed to be kind of taken piecemeal if desired. So each chapter is intended to stand alone. So Sal's Diner can feel free to skip the global nature of business if they like. Although, you know, even from a supply point of view, perhaps Sal might have some interest in understanding how the global supply chain works. But your point is certainly valid.
All right. Now, marketing, anybody who's doing a business book is going to talk about marketing for small business. It feels to me like there's so much more opportunity now for businesses to be able to market themselves on the internet through social media, various ways that don't cost a fortune, when in the past it was very difficult for small business.
Yeah, absolutely true. So things like Web 2.0 and 3.0, which is the, you know, the more rich web and the web that has tools like PayPal and WordPress to make websites and MailChimp to manage, you know, mailing and that sort of thing. Those were not around when I started in the small biz world. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's so much easier now, but there's so much to know as well. So that's the trade-off, of course.
Well, sure, because you could be using social media and websites and things like you've just discussed, and you could be working really hard at it for no good purpose. You could end up just being the gerbil on a wheel because you're not actually marketing it correctly.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
So how do people know whether this is working or it isn't?
Well, you certainly know if you undertake new marketing activity and you don't see your revenue go up, I think that's a good sign that whatever you're doing is the wrong stuff and maybe you should try anything else.
Well, I guess and talk to other business people maybe and say, hey, how's it working? What's working for you?
You know, it's funny you bring that up because when I was last running a fully operational performing small business, one of my favorite days of the month was the day that I went to my CEO group because they were really the only people that would hold me to account. You know, when you own the company, your employees, unfortunately, most of them are not willing to be totally honest with you. And of course, my peers in the CEO group were. So I think, you make a great point there. Absolutely.
All right. Well, in fact, you have the role of advisors. And again, I would think you have to be careful who you choose as an advisor.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And one of the things I think that I learned over the years is that spending the most money isn't necessarily going to get you the best advisor or the advisor that you need. Like one example is I learned the hard way by getting my butt kicked in court that paralegals can actually be a very good alternative to a lawyer when you have legal issues that kind of, you know, transcend your own abilities. So, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so they cost you a lot less money is what you meant.
Yeah, like around half typically, depending on, you know, which lawyer and which paralegal that we're talking about. But yes, exactly. And there's so many things that a paralegal can do that lawyers can also do. So you should at least consider whether or not you need to, you know, an actual lawyer when presented with, you know, maybe a contract or a small claims court action or something like that.
I'm talking to Brad Poulos, who's usually on the show talking about the business of cannabis as it is such an emerging thing here in Canada, in Ontario, because he's a lecturer with Toronto Metropolitan University, business and cannabis expert, but he has put out a book for small business operators. It's called The Small Business Operator's Manual. It's available on Amazon. I looked it up. So you can get it there for the low price of $13.97 or something like that. So it's not real expensive. Do you talk to people about whether or not they're in the right business? Because I think sometimes people get all enthusiastic about a business because they like that area of endeavor, but then it turns out they're really not very well suited to it.
That can be the case. And the other thing is goes back to actually more entrepreneurial theory, but there's a concept called creative destruction. And, you know, industries are being destroyed all the time and replaced with new things. Like, take, for example, the fax machine, which kind of, it didn't get rid of the post office, but it certainly took a lot of business away from the post office. And then within about, 30 years or so, we saw the fax machine get pushed out because email kind of largely took the place of what things that we would have faxed previously. So it's absolutely true. I've also met lots of business people that are not well suited for the business that they happen to be in. But that can be a really difficult discussion, obviously, because these people are just in love with their biz.
Okay, well, the world changes so rapidly because 100 years ago, you got into business, it wasn't likely to get chased out in your own lifetime because the progress was slow. And now you've just mentioned things that a lot of people listening in their lifetime, you know, like, well, I had a really spiffy fax machine and now it's just somewhere in a closet with the Beta tape stacked on top of it. And just the way that everything changes, how do you keep track in your own business whether you're still relevant or what changes you have to make in order to be relevant?
Well, obviously, being well read is good. There's always, of course, great business books coming out, including the one we're talking about. But you know, that, and then having a great, good quality set of network, as well as a good quality set of advisors that will, you know, perhaps do some of the heavy lifting in terms of staying on top of what relevant changes are occurring in a particular industry. It's one of the reasons why you don't just pick any accountant, you don't just pick any lawyer, you don't just pick any consultant. You want somebody who has at least some idea of what's going on in your industry and the what I like to call the dirty little secrets. Of course, they're not really dirty, but you know, the things that people largely don't understand about an industry, but people that are deeply involved in it, of course, do.
Oh, here's a person with a question for you. I love my business. I just hate running it. Need to hire a manager. Any advice on that?
Well, that's probably a lot longer conversation, but I would maybe run it through the filter of the things I just spoke about. So, you know, probably find somebody who understands the industry. Obviously, recommendations are a great way to find people. About 80% of jobs never get posted, right? They're filled through networks and that sort of stuff. So I might start there.
Well, except in big corporations where HR insists on posting it, even though you know who you want to hire.
Yeah, I've been through that too because I had a big company career before I had a small company career, and that it's a shame. But I don't think I can't fix all those big company problems, Jerry. I can't make those go away.
That's a different book. All right, Brad Poulos in his book is The Small Business Operator's Manual: The Practical Guide to Running Your Small Business Profitably. It's always good to talk to you. I'm sure next time we'll be back on the cannabis bandwagon. But thanks very much for this.
Thank you, too.
Good to talk to you on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
You're listening to Jerry Agar on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.